This is the Sakar Murli of 30th of October 2024. Essence, sweet children, to stay in remembrance of the one Father alone is to have an adulterated remembrance. It is by having this remembrance that your sins can be cut away. Question. What is the reason why some people can easily accept the things that the Father says, whereas others find it difficult? Answer. The children who have performed devotion for a long time, who have been the old devotees of half of this cycle, can easily accept everything that the Father says, because they receive the fruit of their devotion. Those who are not old devotees find it difficult to understand everything. Those of other religions are not even able to understand this knowledge. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to the sweetest spiritual children. What are all of you children doing? Your remembrance is unadulterated. One is adulterated remembrance, and the other is unadulterated remembrance. All of you have unadulterated remembrance. It is remembrance of whom? Of the one Father. By remembering the Father, your sins will be cut away and you will reach there. You have to become pure and then go to the new world. Souls have to go there. It is souls who perform all actions through their organs. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. All human beings remember many others. On the path of devotion, you had to remember the one. At first, you performed devotion of only the highest on high, Shiv Baba. That is called unadulterated devotion. The Father, the Creator, is the one who grants salvation to all. All of you children receive the unlimited inheritance from him. You don't receive an inheritance from brothers. Male children always receive an inheritance from their father. Daughters also receive a little. They then go and become half partners. Here all of you are souls, and the Father of all souls is one. Everyone has a right to claim their inheritance from the Father. Whether you have a male or a female body, you are all brothers. All souls are brothers. Those people simply say, for the sake of saying it, that Hindus and Muslims are brothers. But they don't understand the meaning of that. You now understand the meaning of it. Brothers means that all souls are the children of the one Father, and then, as children of Prajapita Brahma, all are brothers and sisters. You now know that everyone has to go back there from this world. The parts of all human beings are now coming to an end. The Father has come to take you from this old world to a new world. He takes you across. People sing, O boatman, take us across. That is, take us to the land of happiness. This old world definitely has to change and become the new world. Starting from the incorporeal world, you have the map of the whole world in your intellects. We souls are all residents of the sweet land, the land of peace. You keep this in your intellects. When we are in the golden-aged new world, all other souls reside in the land of peace. Souls are never destroyed. Souls have imperishable parts recorded in them, which can never be destroyed. For instance, if someone is an engineer, then exactly 5,000 years later, he will become an engineer in the same way. He will have the same name, form, time and place. Only the Father comes and explains all of these things. This drama is eternal and imperishable, and its duration is 5,000 years. It cannot be longer or shorter by even a second. This is an eternally predestined drama. Everyone has received his own part. You have to become soul conscious and watch the play as detached observers. The Father does not have a body of his own. He is knowledgeful and the seed, and all the souls who reside up above in the incorporeal world come down here number-wise to play their parts. The first number belongs to the deities. There are the pictures of the number one dynasty, and then the pictures of the moon dynasty. The highest is the kingdom of the sun dynasty, Lakshmi and Narayan. No human beings know when or how their kingdom was established. They have written that the duration of the Golden Age was hundreds of thousands of years. They do not know the biography of anyone. They should know the biography of Lakshmi and Narayan. It is wrong to bow down to them or to sing their praise without knowing them. The Father sits here and tells you the biography of the main ones. You now know how they ruled their kingdom. Sri Krishna existed in the Golden Age. The land of Sri Krishna is once again being established. Sri Krishna was a prince of heaven. You understand how the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan was established. A rosary is created number-wise. So-and-so will become a bead of the rosary, but whilst moving along, some are defeated. Maya defeats them. It would be said of those in an army that this one is the commander, this one is so-and-so, and then they die. Here, to die means to lose your stage, that is, to be defeated by Maya. They then die. There are those who were amazed by the knowledge, listened to it, related it to others, and then ran away. O Maya, they became those who divorce the Father. They die alive. They belong to the Father and then leave the kingdom of Rama and go to the kingdom of Ravan. The war they have shown between the Kauravas and the Pandavas was based on this. They have also shown a war between the deities and the devils. They should show just one war. Why two? The Father explains that those things refer to here. War means violence. This is the supreme deity religion of non-violence. You are now becoming doubly non-violent. Yours is a matter of the power of yoga. You don't do anything to anyone with weapons, etc. Those Christians have a lot of power to do that. Russia and America are two brothers. They compete with one another in making bombs, etc. Each is more powerful than the other. They have so much power that if they were to unite, they could rule the world. However, it is not the law for anyone to attain the rule of the world with physical power. They show the story of two cats fighting and a third one in between, eating the butter. The father explains all of those things at this time. This one did not know anything. The father has had these pictures, etc., made with divine visions, and he is now also explaining how those people fight each other. You take the sovereignty of the whole world. Both of them are very powerful. They make countries fight each other and then continue to give help because their business is very powerful. It is only when two cats fight each other that all the armaments, etc., would be of use. They make two countries fight each other. Were Hindustan and Pakistan separate previously? The two were united. All of this is fixed in the drama. You are now making effort to become the masters of the world through the power of yoga. Those people fight each other, and in between you eat the butter. You take the butter, that is, the sovereignty of the world, and you take it in a very simple way. The father says, "Sweetest children, you definitely have to become pure. You have to become pure and go to a pure world. That is called a viceless world, a completely viceless world. Everything definitely goes through the stages of Satopradhan, Sato, Rajo and Tamo." The father explains, "You didn't have wisdom previously because they have written about hundreds of thousands of years in the scriptures. Devotion is the darkness of ignorance. Previously you didn't know this. You now understand that those people say that the Iron Age will continue for another 40,000 years. Acha, what will happen when you reach the end of 40,000 years? No one knows. This is why it is said that they are sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. Devotion is ignorance. It is only the One Father, the ocean of knowledge, who gives this knowledge. You are also rivers of knowledge. The Father comes and teaches you children, that is, you souls. He is the Father, teacher and Satguru. No one else would say, that one is our Father, teacher and Guru. This is an unlimited matter. He is the unlimited Father, teacher and Satguru. He himself sits here and explains to you, I am your Supreme Father, and all of you are my children. You say, Baba, you are that same one. The Father also says, I meet you every cycle. He is the Supreme Soul, the Supreme. He comes here and explains everything to you children. It is a complete lie to say that the duration of the Iron Age is 40,000 years. Everything is included in 5,000 years. You believe what the Father tells you, and you understand it. It isn't that you don't believe it. If you didn't believe it, you wouldn't come here. If you didn't belong to this religion, you would not believe it. The Father has explained that everything depends on devotion. Those who have performed a lot of devotion have to receive the fruit of their devotion. They are the ones who receive the unlimited inheritance from the Father. You know that you are becoming deities, the masters of the world. Only a few more days remain. The destruction of this old world has been shown. Such things are not mentioned in any other scriptures. It is only the Gita that is the religious scripture of Bharat. Everyone should study their own religious scripture and should also know the one who established that religion. Just as Christians know Christ, they know him and worship him alone. You belong to the original eternal deity religion, and so you only worship the deities. However, nowadays, people say that they belong to the Hindu religion. You children are now studying Raja Yoga. You are Raja Rishis, whereas those people are Hatha Yoga Rishis. There is the difference of day and night. Their renunciation of just renouncing their homes and families is weak and limited. Your renunciation and disinterest is to leave the whole of this old world. You will first go to your home, the sweet home, and then to the golden age in a new world. The original eternal deity religion is established through Brahma. This is now an old, impure world. These matters have to be understood. You are studying with the Father. This is definitely real. There is no question of not having faith in this. Only the Father teaches this knowledge. That Father is also the teacher and the true Satguru who takes us back with him. Those gurus take you halfway and depart. When a guru departs, they then make another one the guru. They would sit his disciple on the gaddi. Here it is a matter of the Father and the children. There is the guru and the right of the disciples to that inheritance. The inheritance can only be from the Father. Shiv Baba only comes in Bharat. People celebrate the night of Shiva and the night of Sri Krishna. There is no horoscope of Shiva, so how can anything be told? There is no time or date for him. They show the time and date of Sri Krishna, who is number one. To celebrate Deepavali is something that people of the world do. Deepavali is not for you children. Our new year and our new world are called the Golden Age. You are now studying for a new world. You are now at the most auspicious confluence age. so many people go to those Kumbh Melas. Those Melas are on the riverbanks. There are so many Melas that take place. They too have their own ruling body. Sometimes they have big quarrels among themselves because they are body conscious. Here there is no question of quarrelling, etc. The father simply says, "Sweetest children, beloved children, remember me. You souls have become Tamopradhan from Satopradhan. You have alloy mixed in you, and that can only be removed with the fire of yoga." Goldsmiths know this. Only the Father is called the purifier. The Father is the supreme goldsmith. He removes everyone's alloy and makes them into real gold. Gold is put onto a fire. This is yoga, that is, the fire of remembrance, because it is only by having remembrance that your sins can be burnt away. It is only by going on the pilgrimage of remembrance that you will become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. Not everyone will become Satopradhan. Everyone will make effort as they did in the previous cycle. The part of the Supreme Soul is also fixed in the drama, and whatever is fixed will continue to take place. It cannot be changed. The reel continues to turn. The Father says, as you progress further, the Father will tell you deeper things. First of all, have the faith that he is the Father of all souls. Remember him. This is the meaning of Manmanabhav. It cannot be said that God Sri Krishna speaks. If it were Sri Krishna speaking, everyone would go to him. Everyone would recognize him. In that case, why would it be said that only a handful out of multi-millions know me? The Father explains this, and that is why people find it difficult to understand. The same thing happened previously too. I came and established the deity religion. All of those scriptures, etc., will disappear. Then the same scriptures will emerge again at their own time on the path of devotion. In the Golden Age, there isn't a single scripture. There is no name or trace of devotion. Now it is the kingdom of devotion. The greatest of all are those who call themselves Sri Sri 108 Jagat Guru. Nowadays they even call themselves 1008. In fact, that rosary refers to here. When people rotate a rosary, they know that the tassel represents the incorporeal one, and then there is the jewel bead. Brahma and Saraswati are the jewel bead, because this is the family path. What would those of the family path give to those of the path of isolation if they were to make them their gurus? They would have to study Hatha Yoga. There are many types of Hatha Yoga, but only one type of Raja Yoga. There is just the one pilgrimage of remembrance that is called Raja Yoga. All the rest is Hatha Yoga for the health of one's body. Only the Father teaches this Raja Yoga. The soul is first and then the body. By considering yourselves to be bodies instead of souls, you have become the wrong way round. Now consider yourselves to be souls, and remember the Father, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana, first point. Become soul conscious and watch each one's part as a detached observer in this eternally imperishable predestined drama. Remember your sweet home and your sweet kingdom. Remove this old world from your intellect. Second point. Do not be defeated by Maya. You souls must make effort to become pure by burning your sins away in the fire of remembrance. Blessing. May you become a worthy of worship soul by invoking your deity status in an accurate way for Deep Mala. Earlier on Deep Mala, people would light lamps systematically and pay attention so that the lamps did not go out. They would pour oil into them and make invocations in the right way. Now, instead of Deepak's lamps, they just use bulbs. Now they don't celebrate Deep Mala, for it has just become a form of entertainment. The method of invocation, that is, the spiritual endeavour, has finished. Love has finished, and just selfish motives are left. And this is why Lakshmi, the form of a true bestower, does not come to anyone. However, all of you invoke your deity status in an accurate way, and this is why you yourselves become deities. Slogan. Constantly have an unlimited attitude, vision, and stage, for only then will the task of world benefit be accomplished. Om Shanti.